It's Wednesday night, just past 7 o'clock after your CBS World and National News. And each and every week, Table 4, here at Red Bones, it's the Heath Allington Coaches Show, where we talk all things Barrie Viking basketball, the week that was, the week that is. We try to have a little bit of fun along the way. I'm joined every week here on the show by the coach of the Vikings, Barrie basketball coach Heath Allington. I'm Mike DeCourcy, and this is an inside look at Barrie basketball. Well, coach, since we talked last, just one game, and it was a big one, and we talked about it on the show last week. We don't necessarily talk a lot about blue chip conference things at Barrie. We know it's something that you have to do before you get to the tournament. But you know, one thing you guys always say is, hey, you know, tonight it's conference game. Tonight it's conference game. And coach, in your first season, we have made it through conference play undefeated, and your Vikings are blue chip conference champions. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much. Proud of our kids, and wasn't easy, but we found a way.
Not only did you find a way, I thought you found a way impressively. Friday night, the Vikings went to South Knox, at this point, coach, without trying to, I don't think their record matches their talent level, because they've had some really, really good wins this year. They've also, like a lot of other teams in the area, they've been hurt, they've been banged up, they've battled through some things. But if you look at their resume, their body of work, they were a very formidable opponent.
They've had some really good wins this year. They went to Bloomfield, one of the top 1A teams in the state, and won by 19. They beat Modern Day. They beat Linton. So just a really solid ball club. Coach Ferris has done a nice job with a young nucleus mixed with some seniors. And they have a lot of weapons. A guy that we had not planned on playing was Levi Loudermilk. Was informed that he had a torn ACL. And so
who
we
told
actually,
you that?
I don't.
Little bird that's wrong?
Don't know. But no, several people had discussed that. So we actually did not have him on the scouting report. Did not show film clips, so we got to the gym, and that feeling when you see that kid warming up, you know, I think as a player, you can take it one way, but immediately we just said, hey, guys, we have good news. He's healthy. He's playing. We have a chance to go on their court and play our game, and what a talent that kid is. He had 22 points. We had a difficult time containing him. He's going to be a tough guy to deal with. He was 9 of 13 from the field. And he had not played for a while either.
Yeah, and he had been out a few weeks and prior to our game, minus Loudermilk. Of course, Ligoti has been banged up too, but they go on the road to Jack Butcher Sports Arena on a weeknight game, get a win there. And as you mentioned, just a lot of offensive talent, it was a real dangerous ball game.
Yeah, they spread you out. They shoot a lot of threes. They're just a difficult matchup, but I thought early on, especially, we guarded them well. I think we got up 11-0, and our focal point was defense. Braxton Knighty did a great job on Cole Worland, one of their freshman phenoms, a guy that's averaging about 13, and we held him to 8. So thought our switches were connected, and our guys just did a nice job on the defensive end.
Talk about the start, coach. I mean, that's got to be – I mean, I know you – drew it up all week in practice where you said, we've got to get off to a 12-0 start to begin the game. No, all kidding aside, you know, you make three or four in a row. They miss three or four in a row. And, coach, that it's a 12-0 lead that never, yeah, it gets back to single digits a little bit, but it kind of just stays right there.
Yeah, credit our guys for coming out ready to play, something that we focus on in practice those couple days after Tuesday. Was our offensive execution, and we would show a film clip up on the board. We're lucky to have the situation we have here at Barrie, so we would take a look at it. We would see what we needed to clean up. We'd go out and run it full speed, and I thought that really helped us. We ran some stuff against our JV as well, so our offensive execution improved a ton, and we got it done on the defensive end as well.
You had some big efforts in the game. You got three guys in double figures, but Josh Miller, I know he's had some big moments at big times. Probably the best game of the season for the sophomore.
17 and 11. The guy came ready to play. He was 5-11 from the field, 7-9 from the foul line, and five offensive rebounds, too. So he was an animal. He was everywhere, and defensively did a solid job, too.
And not only that, you talk about that double-double effort. I mean, you guys, you almost doubled up South Knox on the backboard. So, you know, second, third chances, I think it ended up 26-14 for the night or something like that. So you guys, even though, you know, a lot of people look at the product on the floor and say, oh, you've got 5'9", 5'10", 5'11". I haven't looked at the season rebounding stats, but just kind of like game to game to game, it's like, man, we've controlled the backboard just about every game.
Yeah, I think that was a concern of a lot of people coming into the season. Oh, you guys are undersized, and how are you going to rebound? But we had 9 offensive rebounds at South Knox to their 3. That's something we really emphasize, is that we gained 6 extra possessions than they did, and we're scoring at over 1 point per possession. So, I mean, we really feel like that's 6 extra points there. So it paid dividends down the stretch.
You know, it was also a game, like you mentioned, execution was going to be key. Coach, talk a little bit about just, you know, talking about things that you stressed in practice. I know last Tuesday after Du Bois, you felt like, you know, maybe we missed this action here, maybe we didn't run this set correctly right here. And you mentioned you're not going to go in and kill them the day after that game, but there were definitely some things that you guys are going to emphasize and focus on and try to maybe clean up a little bit. Did you feel like that carried over into the South Knox game?
Yeah, it just comes down to little things. We slow down in practice and just even emphasize running your man off the screen, getting your shoulder to the screener's hip, setting your man up on cuts. The pass has to be on time and on target. And when we did our 5-0 review, we really challenged our guys to use their imagination. Act like you have Northeast Du Bois guarding you, because that really helped us. And I think it made the game slow down a little on the offensive end Friday. We only had 5 turnovers. We got to the foul line. We were 11 of 13, and they were only 2 of 3 from the foul line. So a lot of statistics that really jumped out. We were 1.33 points per possession, which is really good. We always want to keep them below 1. They were at 0.97, so that's a stat that we geek out on, is the points per possession, and our guys have done really well with that.
So a 56-43 win over South Knox on Friday night. And my friend Gloria Wirt says, make sure it was, you mentioned it was in Vern, Indiana. It wasn't in Monroe City. It was, that's Gloria Wirt says, that's Wrigley Wirtz's grandma's hometown. And speaking of Wrigley, Coach, congrats to Craig Knepp and his JV team also.
Yeah, undefeated conference champs. Coach Knepp has done an outstanding job with the JV, and our guys have come ready to play. Not easy going on the road, playing a South Knox team. They played a lot of those guys in the varsity game, so proud of our kids for going on the road and finding a way.
So add it all up, it's a blue chip conference championship. The Vikings 18-1 now on the season, and Coach, you mentioned this the other night. I just don't know if anybody had that on their bingo card coming into the season with a lot of new faces.
Yeah, and you think about our conference schedule, we had to play 6 of those games on the road. So we only had 2 home games in the conference, and we had to do it on the road the last 3 games without Jalen Graber. And that was backs against the wall, but our kids just responded and really elevated their game. I think that will help us and pay off down the road. Guys getting great experience, and we hope to get Jalen Graber back this week, get back in our rotations and full strength.
Yeah, Jalen Graber, we'll talk about him, but the Vikings' leading scorer, at least he was when he went down with that injury. He's had a couple ankle turns, but he is progressing. We'll talk about him in segment number 2 as the Vikings get ready for a double weekend. So we'll talk about that when we come back. This is the Heath Howington Coaches Show. We are at table 4 at Red Bones, where the good times roll. And of course, Coach, burger or bourbon sriracha wings, your next meal at Bones. Which one are we going with? Are you going to throw a curveball in and just go something different?
I'm always open to new suggestions, but last time I had the Bones burger, highly recommend that. Probably go with the wings. And we were talking in my class about sentence structure.
Yes.
Our students submitted some things, and I'm just like, guys, I think you can get more out of this. We don't want, no offense to McDonald's cheeseburgers, I like those, but some of your sentences right now look like McDonald's cheeseburgers. We want the Bones burger.
We want the Bones burger.
We want thorough, detailed sentences. Pour it out in this document, and it's a little subtle advertising for Red Bones, but if you're looking for a burger, it's the place to get one.
No, it certainly is. Best place in the area, it's Red Bones, where the good times roll. And this is the Heath Allington Coaches Show, back for the second segment. The week that is, it's a double weekend for the Vikings. We'll get coaches' comments on it right after this timeout.
Blush Brothers Equipment Company wants to help you get ready for spring by offering you a 10% savings on your preseason parts purchases. February 16th through the 21st is Parts Discount Week. You'll receive 10% off all your parts and accessories paid for and purchased during the week. Stop by Blush Brothers Equipment Company in Odin and Holland, February 16th through the 21st, and stock up on all your parts for New Holland, Kenzie, Kraus, Rhino, and many other brands.
I am for the child who lives in motels, cars, and shelters. The child finally put in foster care, a group home, where he sleeps not on a bed, but a temporary cot. That is the child I am for. And because I am, he'll be that much more likely to find a safe, permanent home. I am a court-appointed special advocate volunteer. I am you.
To be connected to your local Daviess County CASA program, contact Misty at 812-254-8652.
Purdue Farms in Washington is committed to building strong communities. Purdue believes in responsibly raising animals for food. At Purdue, we're a family of family-owned companies here to provide innovative food and agricultural products and services that makes people's lives better. We take pride in the diversity of our workforce and love giving back to the community by supporting local athletes and sports teams and nonprofit groups. At Purdue Farms in Washington, we believe in responsible food and agriculture. Weather brought to you by Batteries Now in Jasper. When it comes to car, truck, and tractor batteries, don't settle for less. DECA batteries are made right here in the USA, engineered for reliability, performance, and durability. DECA is trusted by pros across the country. Stop by Batteries Now in Jasper today or call 812-482-1236.
Here's what the forecast from the Blush Brothers Equipment Weather Center. Increasing clouds in the overnight, a chance of sprinkles on later on with a low of 51. Chance of rain for tomorrow, possibly a thunderstorm with an afternoon high of 67. 40% chance of rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and gradually becoming clear with a low around 41. And for Friday, sunny with a high near 49.
And back for the second segment of the Heath Allington Coaches Show. Red Bones table number 4, where the good times roll. Pop in on Wednesday night. See us sometime. 7 o'clock at the B3 Podcast. Right after that, each and every week. So if you are a fan of local sports, good basketball, great discussion, conversation, semi-decent friends, good spot to join. All the movers and shakers are there. Even John Mullen and Albert Cavanaugh. Back for the second segment. And Coach, it seems like as we get closer to the tournament, there's more opportunities, chances to simulate what you're eventually going to be facing. And I can't think of a better weekend to have a Friday, Saturday night double weekend than this weekend. I think it's going to be really great for our guys.
We are going to learn a lot about our team. We have a long road trip on Friday night to North Posey. See how our guys respond to that. It'll be their homecoming. Big crowd. Looking forward to going down there. And then we turn around on Saturday against a team that's playing as well as anybody in the area right now in Southridge. Extremely well coached. Run some really good stuff. So excited to go find out.
Let's just go talk about each of these teams. First of all, I mean, let's, in case people don't know, you know, you were not born 6 months ago. You had a previous life prior to Bar Eve, and several years of that prior life was spent at North Posey High School.
Yeah, thankful and forever grateful for North Posey for taking a chance on me as a young 28-year-old. Dr. Scott Streeter and Virgil Ferguson, rest in peace. But they gave me a chance to do what I love to do. They let our family come to Poseyville, Indiana, and we poured it out, our heart and soul, for 8 years at that place. I absolutely love teaching and coaching there. Developed so many meaningful relationships. Two of our former players are on their staff and have been trying to get a lot of information out of me about our team.
You'll tell them everything they need to know Friday at midnight.
Yeah, just neat having former players texting and even people today, some friends and people we were connected with texting, and we'll have a lot of friends and family there. It'll be overwhelming and probably pretty emotional night.
What do we know about the other Vikings? It's a Viking on Viking battle.
Yeah, we guarantee a Viking victory. going to North Posey, a team that is improving by the game. They are playing really well right now. They have some length, some size. Led by Braden Compton, the junior, who just continues to shine. He can score inside and out. He is a presence in the paint, and they'll put him at the top of their 1-3-1 trap. Their guards continue to thrive. They're starting to make some shots and get in the paint and make things difficult on the defense. They went to Perry Central, a really difficult place to play, and just played outstanding. Battled Southridge on Friday night, so we'll have our hands full Friday night at North Posey.
So it's Vikings on Vikings, and you can catch that one here on The General. That'll be a 6:30 JV start, correct, Coach?
Correct.
So split the time on that, and North Posey will be Friday night, and then right back home on Saturday night. No rest for the weary. Our friend Coach Ryan Haywood and his Southridge Raiders roll into town. And, man, Coach, it just seems like every team we talk about this year, it's like you throw a rock and, boom, they've had injuries, they've had illness. Southridge has been, you know, major impacts, including Coach Haywood's son, Cam, who's been limited at times. He's 100% now, but I think people will see their 10-8 record and say, they're better than average, and it's like it doesn't take into account some of those other factors. Talk about Southridge.
Southridge has won three in a row, and they'll play South Spencer on Friday night. If they win that, they'll be coming into Viking Arena with four wins in a row and feeling good. As you said, they're led by Cam Haywood, coach's son, and plays like it. He is healthy. He's playing really good basketball right now. He's been so steady, playing like a senior, guy with a lot of varsity experience. Montgomery can flat out shoot it. And them as a team, they can shoot the three. So we know we'll have to defend them well. Coach Sullivan made a good comment today at lunch. He said they're similar to South Knox in the way they shoot the ball, except they're more set-oriented. But I did go scout that game at Southridge. Triple overtime game against South Knox and Southridge. What a ball game and two very comparable teams.
Did you stay for the entire game?
You never leave. I took Megan and Trey and Ty when she was pregnant with Turner, and we went to go watch Jasper and Gibson Southern. And it was five overtimes, and she was pregnant. But luckily, we just got her a new stadium seat, and we stayed the whole time. She's a trooper. But, yeah, you never leave an overtime game.
You think the stadium seat mended that fence?
Game changer.
That's what you're going with. No, but you mentioned Southridge. They shoot a bunch of threes. That their offense is kind of oriented around the long ball. You know, every now and then, and you and I have talked about this a lot, everybody has their own language and their own words and their own buzz phrases. And one that we've heard more in the last, I don't even know how many, let's say the last five seasons is out. We've got to run shooters off the line. We've got to run them off the line. Talk about what that means and how it applies to a team like Southridge or South Knox, where you know man, if you're not paying attention to details, they can hit 10 or 12 threes easily.
The game has evolved tremendously, and Coach Haywood does a nice job of putting his guys in spots to get those shots. We want to be there on the catch, is a term we say, and keep our hand above the ball. I think at South Knox, they hit a couple threes where our hand was below the basketball, and they
went
up and
shot. Hand down, man down.
Exactly, and it's those little details we're trying to fine-tune our defense with, but a term we use all the time is stay home. So when they drive, we don't want to commit and help. We want to stay home. We use that leaning off of first base terminology. If you're leaning towards second, you'll get picked off. Same thing, if you're leaning toward the ball, your man's going to get a wide-open shot.
You talk about staying home and staying connected to shooters, and you know, you go back to the Northeast Dubois game last week when CY got that layup with 4 seconds, and yeah, it was a great move. They overran, you know, the play coming in, but in reality, you had a guy kind of sticking to Kearson instead of, you know, what generations of people have been taught about, you know, you got to stop the ball, you got to be in help. And this is a real nerd question going down the rabbit hole. Coach, is shell defense dead?
No, not at all. We break things down into shell, but we like to let our guys play out of it. I think the new terminology instead of shell is more small-sided games, and that's something that we do. It's a blend of both. It allows us to incorporate some defensive principles, but our guys want to compete, and they want things to be scored. So we kind of meet them halfway and allow them to play out of that.
So it's a double weekend. Give us a rundown on the schedule. I mean, I know you guys will get on the bus probably by 4 o'clock on Friday, straight to North Posey. Talk about your Saturday and how you guys are going to format that.
It'll be a pretty late night getting home on Friday. Our plan is to come back on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We'll be here until about 11. Be on court for 45 minutes, just stretch, shoot, do some competitive shooting, a couple drills that we stat, and then we'll be in the film room for about 15 minutes going over the scouting report and some clips on their personnel and some things they like to do. But looking at Southridge, I'm an offensive geek, and I've always admired Ryan Haywood. He and I are really good friends, and I pick his brain a lot, but I love some of the stuff he runs. Their guys execute so well, and he just finds ways to get shots.
He certainly does, and it's going to be a big task. But, Coach, you know, last thing here this week, when you look at these box scores on Saturday morning and Sunday morning, one thing we've got to do well against North Posey on Friday night is what?
We have to control the backboards again. They have some size inside, and Arnold and Compton will have to create some turnovers and pressure their guards. So I think with those, kind of talked about that earlier, if we can gain some possessions on the backboards and gain some possessions in the turnover battle, and we always want to make more free throws than they attempt. Those are some things that we think can separate and things we're focused on down the stretch.
And for Southridge?
Southridge is just trying not to let them get comfortable in their sets and their offense. We know they'll probably change some things on defense this week in practice. We're trying to be prepared for everything. We know this weekend we could see a lot of different defenses, and especially coming up in the tournament. So it's a tough time because you're trying to prepare for your opponents, but at the same time, you're also looking ahead at a couple weeks from now and what we could see.
Closing thoughts, Coach?
Just really looking forward to going down to Poseyville on Friday night and seeing some old friends and former players. I know it'll be an emotional night, but that's where this whole thing started. Forever grateful for that opportunity as a 28-year-old to do what we love to do, and then followed up on Saturday against one of the guys I respect the most, and Ryan Haywood, a team that's hot, team that's playing some really good basketball right now. So our team is going to get better this weekend. We're going to learn a lot, and that's exactly what we need.
Coach, let's go get a win Friday, and then we'll go find out on Saturday.
God bless and go Vikings.
God bless and go Vikings. This is the Heath Howington Coaches Show, live each Wednesday, Table 4 at Red Bones, where the good times roll. Bourbon sriracha wings, Bones burgers, maybe some salmon every now and then. I don't know. Is what it is. Got a great menu full of choices. The best service around. Ran by the best people, the great Larry and Cindy Wilcher. Can't thank them enough for taking care of us each and every week. I'm Mike DeCourcy. For the coach of the Vikings, Coach Heath Howington, this is the Heath Allington Coaches Show.